Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
We have Ja'Kai Brown today, university player that played great at the University of Virginia. And she's also Rocky Mount's very own. She was dominant at Rocky Mount Senior High when she was playing here for the great Miss Gaines. So Ja'Kai Brown, tell us a little bit about your achievements at Rocky Mount Senior High.
Growing up, always been a Rocky Mount Griffin. Always been a big fan of coming to the games, watching the older girls play, and watching Coach Gainey on the side. So I was like, always been like, oh, I want to play with Coach Gainey. That's always been me. But staying in the district and getting here. I remember my first year, I wasn't able to play due to an injury. Tore my ACL.
Wow.
Coming into ninth grade year. Yeah, that was really tough on me. But I actually bounced back and I became the all-time leading scorer in 3 years.
Mm.
Over 2,000 points, I believe.
Imagine you played that first year.
Yeah.
They probably would have scored probably been really hard to reach. I'm pretty sure it's probably hard to reach now, but
yeah.
I'm saying it probably been harder to reach even more.
Yeah. I just had to work hard. I had a lot of people saying I wasn't going to become the player that I was before.
Right.
And it kind of like stuck with me through the process, and it just lingered in my mind. So like being on the sidelines with Coach Gainey, sitting beside her during the games, just watching the game, mentally just getting it all, and then physically getting back out there and getting into the groove of things. I mean, I don't know how I got it done, but I got it done.
So tell me a little bit about the life with you and Miss Gainey, and by the fact, how does she keep you to the level that you need to play after the injury?
Yeah, so, I mean, Coach Gainey, actually, she went through that also.
Wow.
You know, so it's kind of, we clicked, like, what she went through, I went through, so it was kind of like she understood what I was going through in my, like, process and where I was at mentally. So being here with a coach like that who was, you know, not just basketball but will teach you life lessons, she did a good job at that. And then with me and my process of getting back into running and playing, she stayed encouraging me. Even if I couldn't practice, I was always on the bike. Like, I remember, I was always on the bike. If they had to run sprints, I was sitting there riding fast. But Coach Gainey did a really good job of, like, encouraging me and keeping my head on strong. I think that's how I kind of bounced back quicker than anything, because she was always there.
Let's talk about your college career. And tell me where you started at first.
I started at East Carolina University going into 2013, the summer of 2013. Got there, and I can say it was tough. Running up and down the high school courts. I got there, this girl's much quicker than me, much stronger than me. But I know I will always think about what I went through with my knee injury and how I can overcome anything that I want to. So just following through with that process, and I mean, it was an experience, but it was an experience that I didn't want to go back to. So that's why I made the decision to leave.
Let's talk about this. So you was at ECU, and then I guess things didn't kind of work out the way you wanted it at ECU. So you went to the school that's on your shirt, Virginia.
Yes. Yes. So I mean, I played. I can say I played pretty good, but it's just something, you know, when something is not there, you're not feeling complete.
Right, right.
You know, I just knew it was time for me to just take a backseat from it and just, like, started with a clean slate. And then after that, I was able to get to the University of Virginia. But before that, it was the entire recruitment process, like, all over. So during the summer, I was getting calls from colleges, and it was literally like every week, like literally phone calls all the time. I couldn't even sleep, and it was like, oh man, like what's gonna happen? Am I gonna get any offers? And so I actually was gonna go to Virginia Commonwealth, so VCU.
VCU.
I went up there for a visit. actually went before that. I went to the coastal Carolina.
Okay.
And I liked it down there in Myrtle Beach, but I was like, I think I could do better. So I waited, and then VCU actually contacted me. I went up to visit for a weekend. I really liked it there. And they really liked me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home and think about this process, think about the school and my decisions and all that. And I told the coach that I was going to call her the day before I was going to make my my decision. And the day before that, I got a call from Coach Bull from University of Virginia.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, and at this time, I had to, like, I had to make a decision. Like, it had, like, it was a deadline. So, like, the next week, I had to make a decision. I got the call, she's like, oh, I need you to come up here soon. Like, you have, we have to get you up here. So my dad had to take off work, and we had to drive up to Charlottesville. Got up there, really liked it. But a lot of people don't know is that I didn't get a scholarship. I didn't get a scholarship right off the bat. I mean, a lot of schools offer the scholarships, but when I got to ECU, I had to try out.
Wow.
I had to try out. I didn't get a scholarship right off the bat. So I ended up playing one-on-one with one of the former players, and then I got a call back maybe like that next week, and was like, hey, do you want to come up here to play? I'm like, yeah. I just started bawling out crying. So yeah, that was just
amazing.
I've always wanted to play in ACC. So just that, a lot of people don't know that process that I went through. But I mean, it's not, I don't really talk about myself, but yeah, I just feel like everyone should know that I didn't get a scholarship right off the bat. I tried out.
Wow. And to still be where you're at today and still play at a D1 level at an ACC school in Virginia at the same time. So tell me a little bit about the coaches there. Like, how was the coaching style, and how did they prep you every day at the University of Virginia?
Yeah, it was different. We had a lot of resources. So I had a nutritionist, I had a strength and conditioning coach that was strictly for basketball. I had a sports psychologist, and then on top of that, you have your coaches, you have your position coaches also. So I had a lot of resources to go to when I, like, times that I needed them. But I can say that they developed me into a good person and a good player that I am today. So that's pretty much it.
How do you prepare for every game in high school? What's the difference between the high school preparation and college preparation?
High school is different because, I mean, you go through your 6-hour, 7-hour day of class. You have to be here. And then after that, that's when the games start. But I guess in college is different. Some days I might not have class, so I would just be preparing my mind for the big game, because all of those games are big games, like no matter who we were playing. So it's just different, and you know, with the pace and everyone that you play, they're good. I mean, they didn't make it there for no reason.
Right, right.
So just preparing my mind. If I had to guard one of the best players on the team, I had to prepare for that every time. Whether I had to go out there and rebound, or I had a lot of different roles that I had to play, and I got there. I mean, it was something that I was, you know, embracing. So I feel like when I got into that moment where I'm like mentally like, okay, I'm ready for this situation, I grew a lot from that. I actually I feel like I did pretty good.
Okay, so tell me who your game resembles, or who do you like looking at to kind of get particular array of moves from, basically?
I really like LeBron. I mean, just his drive, his style of play, his IQ. And I would say Kobe also. Kobe's IQ is crazy.
Yeah, I've been watching his detail show, like how he be detailing every move, how to come off the pick, why you should take the shot at this particular moment of the situation.
Yes.
He's great at situational basketball.
Yes, I agree. I really didn't. I mean, I paid attention to Kobe, but, you know, LeBron is, like, kind of in my generation. So I kind of am, like, watching everything LeBron does and trying to, like, resemble him, like, I mean, the way his athleticism, like, rebounding, like, jumping up past everyone else. Like, I try to go out and, like, If I could do some of that stuff, I would do it. But yeah, I love LeBron's game, love Kobe's game. I actually grew up an Allen Iverson fan.
Oh, cool.
I had all his jerseys, so. But, I mean, there goes LeBron, so.
In the store.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really like them. And then on the female side, I would say I grew up a Candace Parker fan, definitely. And then there's a lot of new ones that I've actually played against in college that I had to guard. Very good people. Also, there's a lot of girls from Duke. I grew up going to the Duke games.
Oh, wow.
Duke and UNC games. So, really very familiar with their games. And I just watch everyone, try to learn off everyone.
Now, I'm going to take you outside of basketball. You know, when you're away from the court and the bat boys and the rim, what do you do outside of that when you want to get your mind relieved from basketball? What would a day like Ja'Kai Brown be without basketball?
Basketball, sleeping. Oh man, I can sleep all day. Like if I tell someone I'm gonna nap, they're like, "Oh yeah, you're not doing anything." I will literally nap for 6 hours straight. Like I love sleep, but either that or shopping. I love shopping and I love traveling. So, I mean, being at UVA, I was traveling a lot. So I'm like seeing different places.
Right.
Like yeah, I like love traveling. So. That's what my life outside of basketball would be.
So what's your favorite thing to eat?
I would say chicken Alfredo, chicken and shrimp Alfredo.
Yeah. So you're a pasta person and seafood person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
Yeah, and then, but you know I got to have that southern food, so that fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. My aunt makes the best macaroni and cheese ever. Like when I'm having cookouts and everyone come eat the macaroni and cheese, like who made this macaroni and cheese? I'm like, my aunt, she doesn't even eat macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, like, there's some good macaroni and cheese.
So you direct me to the macaroni and cheese?
Every time. Every time.
Oh, man. So speaking of health and, like, since we're talking about foods and stuff, what did they have you on any type of diet in Virginia? Like, you had to eat certain stuff, and did it kind of pressure you not to eat the things you wanted to eat?
That's the thing. So that's the good thing about UVA when we had our, like, sports nutritionist. We would set up appointments for like every 3 or 6 weeks. You know, for females, it's different. For guys, you know, they can go in there regularly. But for females, like we'll go in there where every athlete would have to do like this thing called a BOD, where it tests your body mass, body fat, and everything, and lets you know where you're at, where you're standing on the athletic board. But I was pretty good. But if I wanted to go in and get improvement, they would write out, my nutritionist would write out a sports nutrition like plan and basically take me through the steps of what I should eat, you know, in the mornings or what I should eat at lunch or pregame and this and that. So they did a really good job. I actually, going into UVA, I was, I couldn't remember, but I had lost 20 pounds, close to 20 pounds. And like when I say I felt amazing, it was crazy. And that was all because I had dove into the nutrition part. And also the strengthening, all that. So, like, and that was, like, I think that was one of my best years when I actually, you know, dug deep into the nutrition part, because that's really important. A lot of people don't know that. So.
Wow. Got me feeling like I want to go work out now.
During the process of me getting back into playing, I would work out at 5 o'clock every morning before school and all that. So when people think about, like, me coming back from my injury, They didn't really see what I was doing. And it was 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. So me and Coach Ganey would open the gyms for me. I would go in, practice, either go back home or shower here. And everybody's trying to figure out, like, how did you get back to the person that you were, you know, the player that you were? So I think it was just the drive that I had.
So tell me about yourself. When was the first time you decided to play basketball, and before you even thought about basketball, what type of person or child that you were?
Oh, man. I was always active in sports. Growing up around a lot of guys, my brothers, and had a lot of guy brothers. So, I mean, just playing. I think I started out playing when I was maybe 4 years old.
Wow.
And my parents, they always kept me active. Like, my family always kept me active. So on Saturday mornings, I would go in and play basketball. Or I would have a game at the YMCA. After that, I would go into bowling. And then after that, I would go back home and just play. So I was always active. And I think that's where my love of the game came from just constantly being around it and seeing people around me or going to the games and like, hey, I want to be like that person. I want to play in this big arena. I think that's where it came from. So.
Intriguing. Tell me a little bit about your future plans.
Yeah, so I do want to continue to play basketball, professional. Overseas will be a start for me. Right now, I'm waiting to hear back from my agent. I should be hearing something very soon. Not sure where I'm going to end up, but I know they're working on getting me into a good place, a good spot to showcase my talents. And then after that, then have the opportunity to play in the WBA, whether it's to go to training camps to showcase my talent there or to just get a call and go to training camps, whichever route. So that's my plan, is to play as long as I can, come back and give back to the community and just enjoy the life of a basketball player.
I agree. So tell me, who's your role model?
Role model. I mean, I have a couple of role models. I'll start off with Ms. Ganey, Coach Ganey. Like I said, she helped me through a lot with my injury and then my transferring process. And right now, she's currently helping me keep a stable mind in this process, this like professional process. So she's always constantly there. Whether she's not there physically, she's always checking in on me. And just by us having like kind of like growing up and going to, like, went to the same school, I wore her number in college. That's a role model, and that's someone I can always come back to. Hey, Coach Ganey, can I get in the gym? Hey, Coach Ganey, can we just talk about this? That we can really relate to. Let's say my dad and my brothers have a group message where we literally talk every day and send encouraging words. But they're always there. Like if I need, if I have to talk about something that's going on outside of basketball, they're always there. My dad was an athlete, my brothers were athletes, so they understand. But I would say pretty much I look up to everyone in my family and my coaches, because without them, I wouldn't be the person or the player that I am today. So I'm really thankful for all of them.
Sounds like you got a lot of positive, influential people in your life, which everybody needs.
Yes.
Positive, influential people in their lives.
Yes.
So what would you tell young girls today, growing up to be a basketball player, a collegiate basketball player, and a professional basketball player one day? What would you tell them about how they should go about the game of ball?
Yeah, so it's going to be some bumps in the roads. It's going to be some times where you want to give up. But I would say for me and for everyone else, just having that positive attitude and be very coachable. I've had a lot of coaches in my life that has led me to good things. And that was all because of me listening and wanting to be a coach. And everything else will fall into play. So keeping the negativity away, if someone says something to you, it's for a good reason. If a coach says something to you, it's for a good reason. And just thinking about who you're doing it for, my parents, they sacrificed a lot. My family sacrificed a lot for me to be the player that I am today. It's traveling on the roads and all that. Just thinking about why I'm doing it. Have a why to why you're doing what you're doing. And that will take you a long ways. And like I tell a lot of the girls that I mentor now, it's gonna be times where you really don't want, you're gonna want to give up. Right. I've had that time. I've had it.
Right.
But I never gave up, and I'm sitting here being patient and waiting to hear back from my agent where I'm gonna head overseas. But I'm just saying, just keeping that positive mindset, and everything will fall into place. But I mean, just getting out of high school, college is great. I tell you, scholarships and all the free food and this opportunity you don't want to miss out on. Yeah, so it's just different. Just getting outside of Rocky Mountain and being able to come back and give back to the communities is my plans. I know a lot of people that I know, Mo Deloach does that. So just having those role models in my life, just to try to like go back and do the same thing they're doing, because it's a lot of positivity, a lot of it. So.
My conclusion to Raw Mind Sports today is that with Ja'Kai Brown, she's the perfect definition of, if you put your mind to it, no matter the obstacle, anything can happen. That's as simple as I could put it to anybody. Whatever you want, whatever goal you want to achieve, if you put your mind to it, it can happen. That's all it is. On that note, I appreciate Ja'Kai Brown coming on the show.
Thank you.
No, maybe we'll get on the court one day and show me a few moves, because I'm getting old. I don't know too much, you know. And again, I'd love to have you back on the show after you come up, you know, from overseas.
Okay,
no problem. Best wishes to you overseas. And make us in this 252 community proud.
I will.
That's all for today. You guys take care.